Welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. I'm so glad you're back. I hope you're well and getting ready for the next holiday. We all had Thanksgiving, a quiet Thanksgiving this year, but a Thanksgiving. And now we're entering in a few weeks right before Christmas. So I hope everybody's doing well and getting ready for a beautiful holiday. So a lot of my clients I know have been a little bit upset about this holiday because they feel it's going to be different. We're almost, you know, we're in New York, so we might be locked down again. And, you know, the holidays are definitely different. The holidays are not how they normally are, you know, getting together with a lot of family and friends and having big celebrations. And it's definitely different this time of year. So we all have to, you know, have a lot of compassion for ourselves and a lot of, kind of just an awareness that we might be stressed in a different way. And that's okay, you know. So when we talk about slowing down and connecting to our soul, this is the perfect time to do that because we can be just so hard on ourselves. Even during a time when we can't do too much, we can still be hard on ourselves. So I thought I would just kind of try to connect to my soul energy and see, you know, and hear the wisdom that I usually receive, you know, because I'm not a perfect person. And a lot of times what I hear from them is just very, very comforting to me. And when I say when I hear from them, when I hear from, you know, the wisdom that's from my soul, sometimes it does feel like you're talking to somebody else because it's coming from a part of you that's, I guess, in spirit. And the part of you that is in spirit is wise and can feel like multiple people. And maybe sometimes we are connecting to other spirits that have passed on. If you believe in that, you know, if we're a spirit and we're eternal and that's where we go, when we connect to it here, we do have the ability to connect to other people that have passed on that maybe want to share their wisdom with you. You know, a lot of people will go to mediums or psychics and basically that's how they connect. So, it's definitely in our best interest to try to do that. So when I connect to the wisdom, when I connect to the soul energy around the holidays, what I really feel is a lot of love for all of us. That's the first thing that always comes through is that, for us to be mindful that this holiday is a different holiday, you know, so we have to have respect for ourselves and compassion for ourselves, that it is different. It is not the norm. It's not what we're used to doing, or it's not how we're used to being. So the first thing that I feel from my spirit soul energy is just an acceptance, you know, just an acceptance of the way things are and whatever feelings that brings up for you. You know, for some people, having a shutdown Christmas or quarantine Christmas is a relief. I know for me, I'm more of a homebody. You know, I don't really need to socialize that much. So for me, I don't know, you know, having less to do, less travel, you know, all that feels like a relief. But I know people in my family who are very extroverted and love to, you know, get together and chat and talk. They miss it. They probably miss it a lot more than I do. So we have to have a little bit of respect for our different personality styles, where I might feel relieved, you know, that we're in a quarantine Christmas. Other people are feeling really devastated. So when I go into my soul energy, I just feel an appreciation for both styles or all the different styles that we have, that it's hard. It's harder for some people than it might be for me. And some people may miss these celebrations and these rituals more than I do. And so it helps me to understand, you know, the loss that they may be feeling. And to just kind of have just insight into that and an appreciation for that. you know, not being in the soul energy, I might just be like, well, it's fine for me, it's fine for everyone, and miss that. So again, when we go into this energy, we have an appreciation for all people, all styles, all races, all everything. It's inclusive. So that's the best part of when you connect to this energy. You get to feel things that maybe you might not really be aware of. Like just the fact of, you know, the extroverted personality having a tougher time. You know, maybe that would not have come into my mind as quickly until I go into that energy and feel this wave. And it feels to me like these waves of compassion for our society right now. You know, waves of compassion for everything that we're going through. So as we look to the holidays, we want to embrace every feeling that comes up within us. So if you're feeling a little bit of loss or a little bit of loneliness, that you embrace it. But what truly really happens is when you're in this energy, whatever it is that you're feeling comes up, and this energy really helps to soothe it because you start to see it from a bigger perspective. You start to see that we're much bigger than these circumstances. And because our spirit is eternal, that we're not in as bad shape as it could feel. And that's what I feel like this energy, that wisdom is imparting to me. That it may feel really bad to us, but that we're always growing, evolving, and in difficult, stressful, conflictual times, we learn a lot and we just grow. We continue to grow. So that's comforting. You know, that's very comforting. So again, you just move out of your thoughts and you go into this energy that you feel within. And the more you do it, the better you get at it and the more access you have to it. And you can just feel the wisdom that comes from it. So when I check in more with this holiday season, I just feel waves of compassion for me, for you, for everyone, for going through this really difficult time. And some of the advice that I get is that just to accept whatever we're doing, you know, however we're celebrating, who's right in front of us, and just to try to connect to this energy so that you can feel the ability and the desire to be present, to really enjoy whatever it is that you're doing. So if you're having a small get together with your immediate family, that you just enjoy each person that is there, you know, that you just take the time to really be present and to try to stay out of that ego crazy mind that wants to talk, that we stay out of that mind, and that we just try to be present with who is with us. So now I'm just asking, you know, this energy that what if we're alone, you know, what if we don't have anyone with us? So again, I feel waves of love, and that's what I want you to be able to feel, those waves of love, so that even if you're alone with this energy imparts to us, is that you're never alone and you have you. And to use it as a time of appreciation for you, you know, so if you're alone on the holidays, that you try to connect to this energy so that you can be, what can be brought to your attention is all the wonderful things about you. Now, sometimes it's hard for us to do it on our own, but when we're connected into this energy, you know, ideas come into our minds about who we are and all the great things about us. And you need to hear that. You deserve to hear that. So if you're not feeling like you're connecting, what this energy wants to say to you is that you're never alone and you're so, so loved. And the advice is to celebrate in any way that you want to, you know, to try to stay out of your thoughts and beliefs of the shoulds, you know, the shoulds of the holiday. You know, I should be with my family. I should be with a significant other. I should have tons of presents. I should have a lot of money. All those things, to stay out of that mind and just to use it to have a day of what you really would love to just do. You know, use it as a free day to write, to watch your favorite show, your favorite Christmas shows. They're suggesting perhaps you take out family albums and visit with people that are here and visit with people that have passed on and say hi to them and ask to feel their love and support around you during this holiday time. If you really meditate into your energy within you, you could feel the people that love you in spirit. And that's extremely comforting. You know, that would be extremely comforting, especially if you're kind of on your own on this day. So they also suggest that we just do the things that we love to do, you know, and to cherish ourselves, you know, to cherish who we are, what we think, what we feel. But if those feelings and thoughts get too negative, to ask your soul's help so that you don't trigger yourself into a really bad place. When you let you really explore your feelings and then also ask your soul energy to come in to help you with them, usually you release them a lot easier than you would if you were just on your own. So it's really important to try to practice that, to feel into that energy, especially when you're having thoughts and feelings that are very triggered and very upsetting, that we want to ask for help with that, with those feelings and thoughts, you know, so that you can feel the love, you can feel the support, and you can feel that you're not alone. So the soul energy is always about cherishing ourselves. You know, they're always saying that we should just cherish who we are, that we're that special, and that no matter what's happening in our lives, we continue to be very, very special, and we're special energies, and we're very brave and courageous energies for being, choosing to come into this world. And just the fact that you're here, they're giving us like awards and bravery awards and all kinds of accolades, because it is not an easy place to be, especially during this time. So we get a lot of love and support just for being here. So there isn't anything else that we need to do, need to prove. We can try to stay out of all of that, the disappointments of what we think we should do. And it's interesting because the soul energy doesn't want us not to have an appreciation for our incessant need to grow and to become and to accumulate and to become more. It has an appreciation for that. It just doesn't want us to lose sight of who we truly are. So as we become more and more and do more and more and become more successful and whatever it is that you want to do, you know, the soul energy loves that about us, but it doesn't want us to over-identify with that to the point that we can't connect to who we truly are, you know, which I think is a really good point. You know, so it's a very subtle distinction of, again, this energy never ever rejects any part of us, not even the ego. It just gives us a perspective that widens it. So it's this perspective of, as we grow, as we want more for ourselves and our lives, and in disappointment is just an opportunity to grow into something a little bit more. So if I feel disappointed in myself about something, it's just my opportunity to say, okay, well, what do I want to do about this? Is there anything that I could do about this today to turn this disappointment into an action? And if I can do that, that's great. But I'm not loved anymore for doing that. And that's what the soul energy is always going to tell you. You're loved for who you are right now. So as you become more, as you change, as you, you know, whatever it is that you do, that feels good to us. But it doesn't change your value in the spirit world. It doesn't change it. So it's not necessary. So that's the biggest thing to feel, is that all the things that we want to do in our lives brings us satisfaction and growth and change, and that's great. But it's not necessary for us to feel worthiness and to feel cherished and to feel loved and to feel supported. So that's an important thing for us to remember. So I just keep going into this energy to keep asking for more information for us to deal with the holidays. And that's what you see me doing right now. So I just keep going back into this energy, and then I'll get like an insight. And how do I know it's the soul energy insight? Because it's nothing that I would think of on my own. Even after, you know, being a therapist all these years, it's still different types of insight. It comes in a different way. Although a lot of the psychology will definitely support some of it, it comes from a different place in you. And that's really what I want you to be able to tap into, because it makes you feel so much better and makes you feel so supported and loved, so that if your holidays don't meet your expectations, you don't have to worry about it. You can feel really good no matter what is happening in your life. You just feel good in your being. And when you feel good in your being, when you connect to this energy, then you can be present. You can be present for whatever it is happening, because you're not distracted or worried about the future, or distracted or worried about something in the past. You're very, very present. That's the biggest gift that going into this energy gives us. So whether we go into this energy naturally, or we decide to become very present to go into the energy, or we ask to go into this energy, however way you get into it, doesn't matter. You just want to get into it. And I don't stay in this energy all day long, but it does help. The more I stay in it, it does help, you know, during the day, because I'm always coming from then a different perspective, a bigger perspective, a wider perspective. And that helps, definitely helps. So I do try to stay in this energy when I'm in sessions. I try to stay in this energy when I want a different take on things, when I'm falling into my ego and feeling like, oh, I'm so sick of COVID. I'm so sick of being quarantined. I'm so sick of everything. I just want everything back to be back to normal. When I start to feel like that, I go into this energy and I hear differently. I hear, well, since this is what it is, let's try to love what is, which is a very famous statement by Byron Katie, you know, love what is. So if we're going to be quarantined, we could either love it or we can hate it. The more we hate something, it's just that's the energy we're going to live in that day. So what's the sense in hating something we can't control? But we have a lot we can control. We can control, you know, who we decide to Zoom with on that day. You know, maybe pick somebody that makes you laugh and is a really happy person. You know, we have control over what we want to do, if we want to, you know, what we want to eat, if we want to exercise, if we want to relax, if we want to watch TV. All these things are within our control. So this soul energy has no judgment for what you pick, which is so nice, because the world is a bit judgmental in what you should do on your day off. The soul has no agenda and really wants you to do what is going to make you feel good. So if you want to paint, paint. If you want to write, write, whatever it is that you want to do. No judgment at all. If you want to just, you know, hang out all day and do nothing, the soul energy is very supportive of that. And for somebody who, you know, has a lot of lists and is very productive, feeling that is a relief, you know. So if you are an A-type personality or a little bit of a perfectionist, when you go into this energy, you feel something very different, and it's a relief. And it's that knowing that you are worthy no matter what. It's not for what you do, it's for who you are. And there's this amazing, amazing just reverence for who you are and what you do and you being here. And that's what we miss. You know, that's what we miss by staying in too much in the ego mind and staying too much, you know, worrying about the future or the past. So, you know, so for today, practice, you know, practice going to the soul energy, especially during this holiday time. Practice asking, what do you feel? Let yourself feel the love and support. Let that be your gift for this Christmas. You know, feel the love and support of your soul. Because if you do that, you won't need any other gift. You won't need any other person, and you won't need any other gift. And that is a promise. So practice doing that. Go into that energy. Give yourself that gift. And if you can't feel it, if you can't get to it, then just write down some of the stuff that I said and read it to yourself and keep asking for help. Keep asking to feel, you know, what is your way in to feel this energy? What do you need to do? You know, how do you need to connect to it? Do you need to meditate more? Do you need to walk? You know, what is it? It's different for everybody. Everybody's entrance into feeling this energy strongly is a little bit different. You know, mine was asking. I think I've asked 1,000,000 times for a new way of seeing the world, a new way to help the world, a new way for me to understand the world. And when I asked and just stopped my ego from talking a little bit is when I felt this extremely strong, beautiful energy that just came into my life and has never left since. And from what I can gather, everyone has the ability to do that. And it is the best Christmas present you can ever give yourself. So keep working on connecting to the soul energy. It has so much to share with you. And coming from yourself and feeling it yourself is going to be much, much more powerful than hearing me talk about it. So have a beautiful holiday, no matter what it is. We're going to love whatever it is. And we're going to love whatever thoughts or feelings come up. And if they're rough, if they're difficult thoughts and feelings, ask for help and let them go. And just take actions of anything that you want to do. So have a beautiful holiday, and we'll talk, you know, after the holidays, and looking forward to a new year. So take care, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.